The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050. 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I got to tell you, weather's getting to me a little bit here. I'd be lying to you if I wasn't honest about that. But aside from that, everything's all right. What about you?
Everything's going well, thanks. And the market here keeps doing its thing, if you will. Seems like a little more positive than negative over the last week or so, but still pretty much in a trading range, wouldn't you say?
Bouncing around, man. Yeah. Hey, look, it is what it is. You know, it's not a couple of years back we had a similar year to what we're having right now, and it's not uncommon. The one thing that's I think holding the market back here a little bit is that interest rates are increasing. You know, the 10-year Treasury broke through 3% the other day, and that lets people start to think that there might be some inflation on the horizon here, which could, be a concern to some people.
Yeah, and it just seems like, though, the market's kind of just digesting right now, if you will. Seems like, numerous times during the year, you always hit a period where a little bit forward, a little bit back, a little bit forward, kind of just grinding along, nothing definitive. And it feels like we're definitely in one of those periods right now. And you're right, part of it can be, the interest rate situation. It almost feels like sometimes there's some regulating going on between the interest rates and the market and
sure.
Just trying to figure out, where everything should be and how it should be acting. Just feels very still right now.
Yeah, well, that's kind of logical. You think about it. They're trying to reach, the balance of, where we are with interest rates and what's, what, if any, impact is that going to have on earnings going forwards and, those kind of things. But and the Dow keeps popping into negative territory and positive territory, negative, positive. It's just kind of bopping around here. And, Mike, it's always when you get periods of time like this in the markets, I like to emphasize to people, this is a great time to sit down and review your entire situation and see what's going on and see if you are positioned properly for the next anticipated move, whatever that may be. Are you positioned properly for increasing interest rates? Are you positioned properly for if there is a little bit of a slowdown? Are you positioned properly if there is inflation? All these things that you have to think about and go through. And when the market gives you periods of time like it's giving you right now of no action, for lack of a better way to put it, yeah, you get daily action, but watching a market daily is like watching a baseball game, half inning by half inning. It's not the wisest thing to do. So I just think that people need to make sure that they're taking the taking this as an opportunity to almost like a timeout here, review your situation. The game is going to continue soon.
Yeah, that's well said, Doug. And it's funny, you and I didn't even discuss that, before we went on the air today. But I kind of had the same feelings as you were saying it. Like you almost feel like, okay, there's not a lot per se going on, But it almost feels like you should be doing something, and a great thing to do is kind of check everything in your own, you know, financial house, if you will, and
right.
make sure that it's what it should be and what you think it's going to do. Because you're right. There's always like the market always feels like it's going to give you an anticipated move. And that move could be up or that move could be down, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're never sure, right? I mean, and you don't know when the timing is going to come of it. So the market kind of works in its own unique way. But what you should be doing is kind of making sure, if you know, Doug, if you're kind of dotting the I's and cross the T's, if you will.
Yeah.
You know,
it's always hard to get people to address or make changes in their, you know, overall financial strategies when the market's going up. And it's also, in many cases, very difficult to get them to do it if the market is going down. So because they get afraid to make a change to a strategy in a down market because they want their assets to come back in value. They get afraid to make the change to their asset structure or financial strategies in an up market for fear of missing a continued rally upward. So it's points in time where, like we're in right now, where people can tend to objectively look at their strategies and make an adjustment if it's necessary.
Yeah, and it also seems like this is a point in time, too, where sometimes you'll catch people getting a little frustrated. Mm-hmm. Ah, you know, hasn't done anything. I've been looking at the statements now
right.
for, you know, make believe for a few months, and thing hasn't done anything,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it always seems like the human emotions are completely out of whack with the market.
Well, yeah. Now with
more
the,
often than not.
Yeah, well, yes. And now with the instantaneous availability of information to people, it makes it even worse. You know, they go online. A lot of people go online on a daily basis and, you know, look at their account. And, you know, there's something that's called, we've spoken about this in the past, recency bias. People remember what's happened most recently to themselves. And the most recent thing that they remember is that in 2017, the market did nothing but go up the entire year. So therefore, that's what's most recent in their brain. So when they're looking at, you know, a flat, you know, period of time, I think that you were very accurate in what you said, in that sometimes they can become frustrated.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, I would assume, you know, here I'll kind of make an assumption here that in a normal world, you know, out of a 12-month cycle, 1 year, you'll get statements that'll come home that'll say you were up, and you'll get statements that'll come home and said you were down. That's just the function in the market. But, you know, 2017 was one of those unique years. I'm not saying all statements were up. Because, you know, that's, I don't know that to be a fact, but
mm-hmm.
for the most part, you know, the market did nothing but go up,
right?
You know, and I think people kind of got into that rhythm of, okay, here's the statement, can't wait to open it, more good news coming. And now this year we're back to the little bit of the roller coaster of the up, down, and some negative statements, some positive statements. And I think people are trying to adjust to that. I think, you know, when you talk about recency bias, you're absolutely right. 2017 was the type of year that can certainly spoil you, if not even change your psyche and how you look at things.
Right.
And you got to be real careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a slippery slope, if I will.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, so there's, you know, good steps that people can, you know, take right now. And it's just it is just an objective review of where am I today? What is my strategy for my money and for, you know, my financial life going forwards? And is where I am today the proper place for me to be, consistent with what I want to do in the future? You know, and you may be and you may not be. And that's the point, is that, you know, it's a good time right now to just sit down and do it. And it's also a good time, in my opinion, to sit down and do it now, because summertime's around the corner. I mean, I feel like it, but it is around the corner. And people are going to get busy and, you know, go on vacation. And the last thing that most people do in the summertime is pay attention to their financial strategies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, our office, we know, typically gets a little bit slower in the summertime.
Sure. And you know what, Doug, is, you know, great time to take a look at yourself, but also sometimes people need motivation to do that. Well, you know, all right, I could do that. Yeah, I know, I got to do it. I'll get to it. Think in your mind, right? Maybe there's an upcoming event. You know, is it retiring's on the horizon? Is it the children? Somebody's going to college? You know, whatever. What's a triggering financial event that may motivate you to go do it sooner than later?
Right.
Because, you know, I'm worried that people procrastinate it off. It's like, no news is good news. Nothing's going on. All quiet. Yeah, they're right. I got to do that. We really should do that. And bango, another 3 months go by.
Yeah, well, you know, you're 100%. And you know, sometimes if we look back historically, Mike, it's not uncommon for a couple to come in and one say that I finally just told the other one, we're doing this. We've been talking about it for so long. We're doing this. And, you know, it's funny that we have a we have clients that came to us from listening to one of our shows, our programs. And I'll never forget, they said the wife made the husband pull over in the rest stop on the parkway and pick the phone up and call. She said, enough is enough, you know, pull over and call. And they're great people, and I really like working with them, you know. And it's that kind of thing that, you know, to your point of the motivation, where does the motivation ultimately come from?
Yeah, and you know, and how does it overcome procrastination is really the real question, right? And unfortunately, Doug, you know, again, even talking about what we're kind of going through, being kind of this conversation started with the market kind of being a little bit range bound here, back forth. And, you know, I think that leads to procrastination, too.
Yeah.
I think it's like, you know, no news is good news. It is what it is. All right. Nothing's going on right now. You know, and I guess we're trying to get people to think, get out of that you need a huge swing either way to get you to have an emotion.
Yeah.
Towards your financial world.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way to tackle it.
Listen, so, you know, like I said, in my opinion, the market's kind of giving you a timeout here. Right. Just think about it. If you're watching a sporting event on television and so the game's going on and there's a television timeout. So they go to a television commercial. OK. The players aren't sitting around on their there's stuff happening on the field, you know, preparing for the next thing. If a team calls timeout, well, maybe they're huddled on the sideline and they're discussing what play they're going to run, you know, next to try to score a touchdown. So they're. While there's this timeout and you're not paying attention to what's going on because you're watching the commercial, there is intelligent activity going on behind the scenes. Well, I think the same thing holds true in your financial life. If you're not paying attention right now and you're watching the commercial, you should be on the field making, you know, talking about what's the next play.
Absolutely. That's a pretty good analogy or whatever you want to call it. That's a pretty good way of looking at it, and that's what we need to do. What else you got, Doug, as far as the markets and the economy?
Well, nothing, Mike. You know, we've still got, you know, like I said, interest rates have gone up a little bit. We're still getting earnings reports coming out. And for the most part, earnings reports are coming out pretty darn good.
Sure.
You know, so that's certainly good news. But again, you know, the forward, you know, what do we see? What do we anticipate coming up? Which is, you know, it's their guess. You know, it's their, you know, really, they don't know, but they can get a sense for what they see coming up. And, you know, how interest rates is going to play into that is going to be a very, you know, unique and, I don't know, just something that has to be paid attention to. And the average person out there doesn't know how to do it.
You know, to give you my opinion about interest rates, I think it's, you know, not that I want to see rates run back up and keep running, but I think seeing rates get back to kind of, I'll call it respectability, is in my opinion, pretty good. I think they were way too low. You know what I'm saying? I think you couldn't almost exist at that level. And I think to maybe see things creep up a little bit and give a few bucks at the bank, not saying you're going to get rich or, you know, and I even know, oh, well, people say, what about the mortgage rates? But they're still way historically below the norm. I think it's almost healthy for this transition to be going on. Do you feel
100%?
Yeah, good.
Listen to me. This country has had a history of doing very well economically with interest rates, you know, at 5, 6, 7%. For anybody to think that the way this economy, and this is my opinion, okay, but for anybody to think that the way that this economy is going right now, and you wouldn't think that the economy is going very well if you paid attention to the news, but if you stopped paying attention to the negativity of the news, you'd see this economy is doing pretty well right now. Unemployment rate is at a historically low level right now. So you would say to yourself, if anybody thinks that increasing interest rates are going to, you know, bog this down, no. Will it tame it a little bit? Sure. But that's the normal process of how it goes through the business cycles.
Sure. And, you know, and I think it's a healthy transition we're going through with the rates. And, you know, and I think the real thing here, Doug, is to give a big overview for the rest of this year and for next year is I think rates continue to, you know, creep up, keep going up. And I think it's how's it all dealt with on a big macro environment, you know, like, again, like we don't want it to go to inflationary, right? We don't need it too quick and we don't need inflation and all that stuff. But to the same token, I also feel it's kind of good. And I think if it's dealt with and companies can keep doing good and the economy can keep doing good, I think it could be a real powerful thing, a very positive thing.
I agree with you.
And not a negative thing. But it is tricky. I will say that.
Interest rates are only going up because the economy is doing well. That's it.
Yep.
That's the end of the story. That's why they're going up. And listen, like we've emphasized all the time on the show here, yeah, we're talking about this big macroeconomic situation, but at the end of the day, it's the microeconomy. In other words, when we refer to the microeconomy, we're talking about what's going on in the four walls of your house is what's really important. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're spending some of your time here listening to the show with us. We come out on the air, and we try to educate you, motivate you to take charge of your financial life. And, Mike, what I want to talk about here a little bit is what people should be starting to, you know, think about when it comes to planning for retirement income. And there's really like kind of five action items that that we like to, you know, touch on. And the good news is that we're also going to be having a couple of dinners coming up. So you have to pay attention to that when the dates are for to go over this in more depth than we're going to talk about it on the show here. But there's really five items that we think that will help you chart your course when it comes to your retirement and preparing for it. And if you follow these things, I think that it could give you a good roadmap to achieving the type of retirement lifestyle that you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, Doug, you know, when you talk about there's five items, you know, to chart your course, really five action items. Wouldn't you call them action items? Am I being fair in saying that? And,
yeah.
And, you know, and we feel like when it comes to your retirement and your, you know, your retirement income, these items, ready or not, you're going to have to deal with them.
Well, you should deal with them, right?
Yeah.
Right. You could ignore them and not deal with them.
You can ignore anything, I guess, right? But I'm speaking practically of trying to do something the proper way. These are five action items that you're going to probably have to deal with.
Yeah. You know, Mike, so the probably, you know, a very, very important step is that I like to reverse engineer. Okay, and what I mean by that is I like for you to figure out what do you want your retirement to look like, right? Get that vision in your head. And now once you get that vision in your head and what you want your lifestyle to look like, then we go into this process here. And, you know, the first thing is that, Mike, it is critically important for you to size up your current situation. Understand where you are right now. I shouldn't say do you know, because you know we're in the business. Folks, it's very common for people to come in and sit down with us and, you know, basically tell us, you know, if we ask them, you know, what do you have, what are you worth, they don't know the aggregate number of them all. They'll tell you, I've got an account here, I've got an account there, I've got an account here. But very rare is it that somebody's actually taken the time to compile it all together and say, hey, this is what I got.
Sure. And you know what, Doug, it's also very fair to say that we find people that come in and they're very unreasonable with their expectations. And when I say unreasonable, I don't say that in a negative tone saying, oh, well, they think they can retire to this multi-million dollar retirement lifestyle. I think it's even quite the opposite. People have more than what they need and they can't see themselves being able to retire.
Okay. Okay.
So I think there's
I don't know if unreasonable is the right word, but I understand.
Well, they're unreasonable in the fact that they feel they can't retire. It's being unreasonable. You know, come on, get on board here. You can do this. This is reasonable.
I would say underestimate.
Underestimate. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah. You know. The reason being is just like when I hear the word unreasonable, I'm like, yeah, I think that you're doing something that's, you know, wrong. It's unreasonable.
But they're out of sorts. Okay.
Right.
They're either, you know, they just don't understand what that comes from. They don't understand how much they have and what can that mean to them.
Yeah. And, you know, last week if you listened to the show last week, you heard me speak about clients that had recently come in that, you know, went and, you know, retired. And when there was a package offered, and so he took the package. And then when they came in, they're like, yeah, but we're not sure, you know, if we're going to be able to do this. And once we got done with them and, you know, we worked through a strategy with them, these folks are going to have excess money coming through the door. So they really, classic case of somebody who underestimated, you know, their ability to retire.
And it all leads back to Doug's, you know, sizing up their current situation. They're just not in tune with their situation, good or bad.
Right. So that's one of the, you know, that's the first step.
Yep.
And we want to get, you know, get that going with you, because that's really going to give us the foundation from where we can, you know, design financial strategies going forwards and help you, you know, do the best we can for you to have the realization of the goal or the lifestyle that you want in retirement time.
Sure.
You know? So that's, you know, that's really very important. Now, again, the next step that we go into, Mike, is once we do that, and we're just kind of going over these, you know, on a very high 10,000 foot, you know, level right here. Like I told you, you know, you pay attention to the show coming up here, because we're going to be having you know, a couple dinners coming up to walk through this all with you. But the next thing that's really important, Mike, is that once we assess where we are and where, you know, where you currently are, is how are you going to take money from your assets that you have right now to supply you with the lifestyle that you want to? In other words, what we like to refer to this is choose your distribution method. How are we going to distribute, you know, income from your assets to you? One of the biggest challenges that people nowadays face is the lack of pension plans. So what they need to do is they need to know how to convert their savings and their assets into income for them, and, you know, what needs to be done there.
Yeah, and this is where it gets confusing and complex for the person, right? And even as simple as Social Security. Many people feel like, well, yeah, I have Social Security. I have it coming to me, you know. But the nuances of Social Security just – and I'm not going to be – so that's a whole different topic
right.
We're going to go on for a full show here. But starting there and understanding when do I take it, why do I take it, how does it work, what's the best for me, into their individual assets of, well, yeah, I have a retirement plan at work, but how does that become income to me? This is where it gets confusing and complex.
Yeah, and so you need to have a methodology for, you know, taking your income stream. And that methodology, by the way, also I think that you need to pay attention to taxation as a consideration with the methodology, because we've seen people make mistakes on both ends where they take no money out of their, you know, retirement accounts that are tax deferred. And, you know, until they absolutely have to, we've seen and take all their money out of their accounts that are taxable on an annual basis. We've seen it the other way around. And sometimes the best method is a blend of the two. But it all depends on your own unique situation.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, Doug, is when you get into taking income from your retirement assets or from, or, you know, from your assets, I don't want to call them all retirement assets, is there is taxation to be dealt with.
Right.
And you know, Doug, people are so used to, like, well, I go to work and they withhold tax from my paycheck, and that kind of, you know, at the end of the day, I go see my accountant, and it generally works out, you know, the way it should. But when you're generating income off of your assets, you have to account for taxation.
Right.
Because you're the person that has to supply that money to be paid in. And how does that affect your retirement?
You know, Mike, there's a whole lot of people out there who are under the false pretense that their money in their, you know, traditional 401k and IRAs is not subject to income taxation when they take it out. I have heard that, oh yeah, well, this money, you know, I don't have to pay tax on when I take it out in retirement, right? I'm like, well, is it a Roth? No. Well, yeah, you got to pay taxes on it. And they don't understand that.
No, they get confused because, I don't know, they think it was taken from my paycheck and that was all taken care of. So for whatever reason, it is what it is. What's next, Doug?
Well, there's also, so we figure out how we're going to take the money out. But then there's some rules that we have to follow with distribution, right? The IRS tells us that there's, at age 70 and a half, we have to start to take money out of our IRA accounts. And, you know, it's a requirement. So you can't not, well, you could, I guess, not play by the rules, but if you get caught, you're going to get in trouble. The fine is 50% of what the distribution was going to be if you don't take it out, right?
Sure.
Plus income taxes. That's pretty hefty.
Yes. And yeah, Doug, so there is, you know, distribution rules, and you have to get an understanding. And the understanding why it's so important to have it understood is, how does this play into my whole retirement income picture,
right? Right?
What should I take from first? When should I take it? Trying to minimize taxation, you know, trying to maximize the length of the money, you know,
yep,
the forever of the money, if you will. So this here is where you got to have an understanding of the distribution.
Yeah, you really, really do. And to follow the, you know, the rules and the regulations that come along with that. And then, Mike, so once we get all that right, now we have to develop some sort of investment strategy, financial strategy for the management of those assets and for the selection of financial vehicles and instruments for, you know, in order to help you accomplish those goals and objectives.
Sure. And the big fear that looks you right in the eye for that one, Doug, you know, developing an investment strategy, the biggest fear for most people going into retirement is, will my money last a lifetime?
Right.
You know, am I going to run out of money? How much can I take? I can't keep taking at this pace. What happens if the market does bad? What happens if the market does good? This is where now the investment strategy is really important to be tailored to your plan, to your financial goals, and make sure that it works hand in hand with each other.
Yeah, it's really important because, you know, portfolio or investment strategy volatility in retirement could be your enemy. So you got to make sure that you're, you know, prepared properly for that. And it's all on a case-by-case individual basis. And, you know, there's no right or wrong. There's no best financial instrument or worst financial instrument. It's based on you, your objectives, your assets at that stage of the game is when you should start to realize, all right, here's going to be my strategy, and then this is my strategy. What are the investment vehicles that I'm going to use?
And I think the real important thing, Doug, is not only develop the strategy, but develop the strategy that's going to be there to last you a lifetime of your retirement income. Let's not get into like, well, you know, the minute the market starts going bad, I'm gonna need to push panic buttons, or I'm going to push panic buttons because I'm looking at my statement. Not only is the investments going down, but I'm withdrawing too. Mm-hmm. So I'm really seeing that beginning number to ending number drop, and I'm in a full break here, a full panic mode. That's where this planning is so important, because during your retirement years, there's going to be down years.
Probably, right? Odds are. So the other thing that you have to remember is that you do need to monitor this on a periodic basis during your retirement, because your strategy, it may be appropriate for you to change your strategy as you go along. The strategy you have at 65 under the current economic and market and financial conditions that you're in may not be this appropriate strategy for you at 70, may not be this appropriate strategy for you at 75. Who knows, right? And that's why, you know, skillful management and, you know, ongoing monitoring is so very important.
You know, Doug, if you retire at 65 and you set sail on your retirement journey, you and I say week in and week out, it's going to be at least 20 to 25 years. Now, folks, let's just be logical. Do you think things change in a 20 to 25 year period?
Well, think what everything was like 20 years ago.
There you go. You know, so I guess you get it. The monitoring of it, Doug, the changes that need to be along the way. Again, when you're just starting out on your journey.
Right. And then, Mike, the last, you know, fifth thing on our list here that we want to, you know, talk about is preparing for the unexpected. And, you know, unexpected things happen. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, whether it's going to be a healthcare issue, a passing away of somebody, you know, death, and, you know, death, we know everybody's going to die, right? But it could come at a very unexpected time. Sometimes it comes in an unexpected time. Somebody gets sick and they start to deteriorate. But sometimes it's a sudden, and it, so you need to make sure that your financial strategies are prepared for the unexpected events that can take place in life.
Yeah, that's super important, Doug. And to me, the one I always think about is generally death, right? That's the one that even though we're all going to die, like you said, you're never prepared for it. I don't care how sudden or how long it was, you know, with an illness. And I think, you know, crossing that bridge during the retirement years is really vital for the person that's left behind, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what to expect. Not, you want to go into that day, whether everybody's healthy and feels good now, but if that day came unforeseen, what's going to happen? I think we all need to be prepared for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are, you know, five kind of action items that we want to, you know, let you know that we go through with you. And we're always happy to sit down with you and do this with complimentary, you know, consultation with no obligation or, you know, no strings attached, you know, whatsoever, you know, for you. You'd pick up the telephone and you'd give a call. You can call now. You can call anytime you want. 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. That's our dedicated line for the Your Financial Future radio show here. You can you know call in and you leave a message in the voicemail. We'll get back to you and we'll schedule a time to get together with you. But Mike, I think it's really important, and I think that these steps that we've developed here, I think that we've done a very good job of making this an easy process for the client.
Yeah, you know, Doug, if I may, if I got a minute here, I think, you know, we're always talking about we're looking for good pieces and good things to talk about a thing. And this is another kind of new piece that we're kind of introducing here. And I think it's fabulous. I think it really breaks it down. It gets you to really see it crystal clear of what do I need to think about and what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. So, all right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You're hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you enjoyed that previous segment and you got some good value out of it. That's one of our main objectives when we come on the show here is to give you things to think about and educate you, motivate you, get you to take some action in your financial life. And, want to remind you that at Wealth Management Group, we've got a toll-free hotline, 855-262-3722, that you can call at any time and ask questions or request a complimentary consultation with no obligation. And why don't you take advantage of that? I mean, we put it in effect for, the listeners of the show here, and we want you to take advantage of it.
Yeah, Doug, a lot of times, we'll speak with people, and like you said, I had spoken about earlier in the show, there's different reasons for procrastination. Then they say, I've been listening, I finally want to do it, the whole thing. Again, Doug, I think the big thing here is we are available. It's without obligation. So I think that gets most of the fear off of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not, So, do what you need to do.
So, Mike, I want to kick off the where have you been and what have you done segment of the show here with a quick conversation that I had with an existing client who called into the office at the end of last week. In what was described to me as a rather distraught sounding voice, right? Lorraine said that, Rick called in and, he wants to talk to you about something. He's got his statement and he's upset because he saw the graph in there and the graph shows, a big slope down. And I'm like, really? I'm taken back because I know that, so sure enough, he mails it in to show what he was, looking at. And I took a look at it. And this is where, people sometimes, I guess, make mistakes or whatever. I don't know what to call it. But we've said in the past that one of the things that you always need to remember to do is either remember to add in to your balance anything you've added to the account, but don't forget to subtract out money you took out. So in this case, he saw the graph go down, but completely forgot that they had withdrawn money out of the account. Sure. So when I called him up and I went through the conversation with him, I'm like, Rick, let me just remind you, you know, you took money out. They did stuff around their house. I said, you took money out for the house here, 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 here. And he's like, oh, my goodness, I feel like, you know, such an idiot. Da-da-da. I'm like, do not feel like an idiot. That's what you got us for, right? No big deal for me to make the telephone call and remind you. But that's what, you know, I wanted to talk to that people need to remember to, if all of a sudden your statement went up in value, make sure you subtracted out what you put in so you could get a true gauge of, you know, how the performance was. And if you took money out, you know, remember to do that.
Yeah, that's a great point, Doug, because people do forget that they took money out for different things or things came up unexpectedly.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes people look in, then all of a sudden they'll look at in their mind mentally, not so much even looking at it, they'll say, you know, that account's been the same way now for 2-3 years. This thing has done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've taken, and actually they've taken quite a bit of money out.
Right.
Right. And you know, so people make that mistake. And then, like you said, the other side of it is we see this a lot at work with the poor planning with the 401k per se,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, they don't really look at the investments because they're putting money in every 2 weeks and they're getting a match. They automatically feel the account's doing great, and that may not be the truth either.
Right.
You know, that's their deposits boosting up the balance, and the performance is not where it should be. So, again, Doug, we're on it, right?
Yeah.
You helped him, but I know that's, you've been a big advocate of that on the show for years, always talking about, you know, don't forget you're adding money and you're doing this. So that's an important one.
Yeah, that was right. But I guess, and also what I want to emphasize is that, you know, we laughed, you know, after we had the conversation, and he's a super dude, right? And you know, never mind, I'm not allowed to say what I'm just going to say. I was going to say what he said to me, but I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yep.
So,
yep.
You know, so it is what it is. What have you been up to?
Well, you know, it's funny, Doug, working on something right now, and this is one that's really quite frequent, and it seems like we never really mention it. When people, retiring, a lot of times people move and they sell their home.
Yep.
And that is probably their largest asset.
In many cases. Yep.
And just this whole reallocating these assets of where I'm moving to, using some of the money, what happens with that excess money, or sometimes it even involves clearing up the mortgage, going to sell the house, pay down the mortgage, take net proceeds, maybe, and go buy, you know, usually downsizing for the most part,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, we talk about people talking to us and coming in and getting ready for retirement. And you know, we talk so much about the assets and getting them set up with Social Security and the income. Well, we forgot to talk about one thing that happens quite often is people generally start stumbling and fumbling when it comes to, I'm selling the house, and how should I reallocate this money?
Yep.
You know, use it to pay down debt or to credit cards or, you know, et cetera, so on.
Yeah, that is a common one. And to your point, something that people struggle with. You know, they just don't know what to – and that's where we come into play, right? You know, they come in and we'll design a strategy, you know, for them going forwards. And, you know, one of the things that I think sometimes people are surprised – Mike, when we talk to them about it, is that Mike and I share a common feeling regarding debt. Okay, we both don't like debt, and especially going into retirement if it can be avoided, because our feeling is that cash flow is the ultimate, you know, provider of financial anxiety or financial happiness. Right? If there's plenty of money coming through the door on a monthly basis, you know. But too few people actually take the time when they're preparing for retirement or are actually in retirement to say, what is my debt service? And, you know, what am I doing here? And are my assets, like, would I be better off paying off this debt with some of my assets? And it's not uncommon that we determine, you know, for a client that if you want to do this, it might not be a bad decision.
You know, Doug, it's... how would you say, I don't want to say common knowledge, but it's out there that interest rates really went down. We saw a collapse of interest rates in this country 10 years ago.
Yep.
And so many people's rates came down or were coming down around that 10-year window, more or less, refinanced their homes. And they refinanced into a 30-year mortgage. And truth be told, not everybody was 30 years old who did it. They were 40-something. They were 50, 52. Well, you know, here we are 10 years later, 15 years later, you know, they're heading towards retirement or they're getting close and they're saying, I still got another 15 years of my mortgage off. I still got another 10 years of my mortgage off. I have to pay this thing off until I'm 78 years old.
Right.
And they didn't think about it at the time, and they probably made a good decision to refinance and get a cheaper rate and do all the right things, but they really don't want to deal with this in their retirement years. And this is where you and I have done, you know, extensive work with people looking at their assets and making decisions and making, you know, pay down of debt decisions for them. Getting back to the people selling the home, also, Doug, it's not always sell the home and buy something downsized. Sometimes people sell the home and they don't want to own. They're going to travel and they don't want to hear about the maintenance and the landscaping and all that good stuff or the snow plowing. And they want to know what's a reasonable number to expect that they can generate off the asset income.
Right.
That's going to be there for now and forever, that they could be into a comfortable lease, rental, whether it's condo, apartment, townhome, whatever. And they have a hard time figuring out what's the expectation of that money.
You know, Mike, as you know, we've got clients that recently did this, and the struggle was, you know, they weren't certain that they'd be happy with the, you know, living in, renting and living in, you know, a community like that, because they had a house, you know, their entire time. And wouldn't you know, lo and behold, we met with them a couple of weeks ago, and now they're ecstatic that they did it. They love, you know, the freedom that it gives them. And, you know, the husband always liked to be outdoors and doing stuff. So I said, you know, how are you, you know, satisfying that for yourself? Because I go over to my son's house and I help him out around his yard and I do stuff there, and, you know, I'm happy as can be.
Yeah, you know, Doug, also, too, it's really important to point out, and this really has nothing to do with me or you, but it just people, too, like when they sell their home, a lot of times what we're finding is they will go rent for a year or two to where they think, like, let's say, you know, I'm going to go from North Jersey to South Jersey or somewhere. What they'll do is they'll go rent and not necessarily jump into a buying situation.
Yeah.
See if they like it, if they can make the adapt into the retirement years and is what they expect it. And, you know, they kind of feel their way through it. And, you know, again, there's an expectation on that money from the house being sold. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, no, very, very good point. And, you know, that is a very common conversation, you know, that we have with people on a, you know, on a regular basis. So I think that's kind of, I don't know, anything else you want to add for what you've been up to?
Yeah, you
this?
Know,
you know, one thing that that I did want to bring up is that, and I know I spoke about this a couple months back, I had conversations with people about disability insurance, you know, this week. And listen, folks, you got to make sure that you have, you know, the appropriate amount of disability insurance coverage for yourselves, because nobody ever knows if they're going to get sick or hurt, you know, and, you know, too many bad things can happen if you don't have the right amount of disability insurance, you know, to keep income coming through the door. So, you know, this conversation seems to be happening more often. You know, we say that it's kind of funny, things go in waves in our office. But did have that conversation with, you know, some people this week.
Yeah, great point.
And a lot of people are just like, oh, I have that at work. And the question is, okay, you probably do, but what's the benefit amount? And then I don't know. And they're under the misconception that they're going to continue to get 100% of their salary if they get disabled. And that's very uncommon.
That's a financial thing, Doug, that should absolutely be checked. If you did become disabled, would you have enough income to maintain your lifestyle the
right
way it currently is?
Right, absolutely. So, all right, let's hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, hope you got some good value out of that that segment as well there. You know, where we talk about things that we've discussed with people or, you know, clients or, you know, whomever. So you and the reason we do that is because over the years we've heard people have the misconception that all we do is help people with investments.
Yeah.
And that's nothing could be further from the truth. We like to design financial strategies for people to cover all the areas that are related to money in their life. And, you know, at some point in time, sure, investments may, you know, be part of it, or insurance may be part of it, or, you know, whatever it is. But it's the strategies that we, you know, help design. Listen, if we got you on a debt reduction strategy like we spoke about before, there's nothing in it for us. Right, it's just a good financial strategy to help you reduce your debt.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, and that when we talk about the things, so many things that you know people come to us with are so common. You know, like just the different topics that we talk about, or you know what people came to us with, and we feel that a lot of people kind of sit on it. You know what I'm saying, Doug? And they feel bottled up, and they don't feel well. Who would we ask, or what's the appropriate, you know, way to go about taking action for something like this? So we like to tell you what people are talking about and what they're asking us.
Yeah, and you know, so it's and a lot of people think that they have silly questions. You know, Mike, it's like, I got a silly question here. You know, and I'm like, it's not a silly question. You know, just because I can answer your question in many instances in, you know, a couple of seconds, it's only because we've got the experience and wisdom since the early 1990s of being in this business. There were many questions that I can answer today in a matter in immediately for somebody that I couldn't answer in 1991 or 1992 or 1993.
Doug, no better feeling for us than when somebody asks us a question that they're confused, stumped, they think it's problematic and they don't know how to handle it, and we could just explain it to them that quickly, that simply, and if you see the sense of relief.
Right.
They go from impending doom, if you will, mm-hmm. to a big smile on their face and saying, I'm glad I asked you that.
Right.
So again, there aren't any silly questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're on the minds of your silly question is a lot of people's silly question. Trust us.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, 100%. And, you know, it's like, you know, we've been told, you make it look easy. And it's like, and it's just, listen, it's just like anything else. I'm sure you make your job look easy. You know, you go in and, you know, it's... You watch a mechanic. You watch somebody. I give you one that I watched one time. I watched a guy painting a car one time, right? Made it look, Mike, as graceful as can be with that air gun. Woo, woo, you know, back and forth. That paint job come out, oh, my goodness, beautiful. I'm like, oh, man, I would never be able to do that. I would have runs coming down the car. I'd have paint all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So that's another good example of, you know, he just made it look like it was the easiest thing on the face of the planet.
Well, that's why you go for help, right, Doug? And even ourselves, whether any type of a contractor or, you know, whatever, a handyman, to me, nothing feels better than when you call somebody and you ask for help, there's a problem, and they can come and just make it feel like it's no big deal, this will be taken care of momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
You want that sense of relief. That's why you reach out.
Right.
And we try to do the same thing in your financial world is, when you come to us, we try to provide you with a sense of relief, and yeah, we try to make it look easy.
Yeah, you know, and so, you know, that's you know, really cool. So don't ever hesitate. We offer complimentary consultations with no obligation to, you know, to the listeners of our radio show, and you can pick the phone up. You can pick the phone up right now and call. You could pick the phone up anytime you want to and call 855-262-3333. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And you know, leave a message in the voicemail system, and you know, we'll get back to you. Also, if you've listened to previous shows and you've heard us offer out you know, information packets or flyers or something, you know, that we've spoken about in the past, and you forgot to call, or you want to pick the phone up and say, hey, listen, guys, I was listening a couple weeks ago and I heard you talking about this. Can you send it out to me? I meant to call. Of course we'll send it out to you. No problems there. It wasn't a, you got to call, you know, if you don't call right now, you don't get it.
Yeah, or if it's something that's on your mind and you want to say, hey, guys, you have anything on this
right
that you could send me out, that's cool too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 100%. So, you know, don't ever hesitate to do that with us here. And, you know, Mike, I think it's important for people to know that, you know, we started Wealth Management Group in the mid-1990s. We've been here. We've been around a long time now. And, you know, we've helped a lot of people with a lot of different things. And, you know, it's really, I do believe our setup is kind of unique. In my opinion, I think there's a lot of competition for what people think that we do. But I think that the reality of the situation is, in my opinion, there's very little competition for what we actually do for our clients. And because I do believe that we are a bit different with our very open door policy, our very open, you know, answer any question. You know, we don't bill people for everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, Doug, I mean, the show's been on, what, 22 plus years now?
Yep.
And not everybody that's listening to the show right now has been listening for the entire 22 years.
Correct.
Okay. And I think sometimes people hear us and it's like anything else. Who are these guys? What do they do? Well, yeah, well, we've been on for 22 plus years. Okay. And yeah, this is what we believe is a winning formula. We wouldn't be on that long, mm-hmm. you know, to try to educate and motivate and how to what people want to hear and talk about. So that's who we are. And if, whether you're listening first time, 5 months, 5 years or 10 years, that's who we are.
Yeah. And listen, I'm proud of the fact that our show has stood the test of time. You know, there's been plenty of other shows that have come and gone,
yep.
you know, along the way. And, you know, the one constant, you know, in many circumstances is your financial future.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope we brought you some great value. Remember, we're always available to help you. Don't ever be afraid to pick up the phone and give us a call. 855-262-3722 is the Your Financial Future hotline. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.